What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's hit it. Give me a vacation.
Vacation.
Give me a wave.
Surfing.
Give me a city tour.
The trolley.
Give me animals.
The zoo.
Give me some sea life. Give me museums.
Balboa Park.
Give me a woo.
Roller coaster.
What's that spell?
San Diego.
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your family vacation at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Welcome to Parklandia from iHeartRadio. This is a podcast about national parks and life on the road in an RV. I'm Brad Kerouac, and normally I co-host this show with my husband Matt, but I'll be taking the lead on today's episode. You may notice that this week we sound a little different. I'm recording from our RV, and in this episode you'll be hearing quite a few phone calls. And here is why that is. As you probably know, coronavirus and the disease it causes, COVID-19, are keeping people sheltered in their homes. It's caused massive disruptions across the country and has made a lot of people very sick and has even caused some deaths. Like I said, you probably know all of that. One thing you may not know is how it impacts people who are on the road full time, like Matt and myself and countless others across the country. Over the weekend, RV parks and campgrounds began shutting down, turning away campers and evicting people. When this news first went through the community of full timers and van lifers, it created a lot of uncertainty. We didn't know how we were going to be displaced or where we were going to be displaced. So we're going to talk about that with some of the folks who have been affected and others who are trying to help. The first person I heard from is Sean Miller. He's a fellow listener and a newfound friend who we've connected with over our Parklandia Rangers Facebook group. Sean had been staying at a campground in New Mexico when the RV park gave him the news he couldn't extend his stay. Before we go into the details on this call, we want you to know that the state of New Mexico did not shut down all of their RV parks. But in the moment of this call, Sean just read the signs that were posted on the RV park doors from the health department, and that is the message he received. Seeing these official notices on the doors of this RV park was scary, a very scary situation to be in. Sean is okay. And you will hear him say New Mexico RV parks are all closed throughout the state, but we found out later that day through research that that was not the case. We were simply just getting ready for a listener trivia game that we were hosting over the weekend when we found ourselves on this call with Sean. Hey, this is Brad.
Hey, Brad, it's Sean Miller.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, man, I'm freaking out. I just got kicked out of my RV park, so I was on the phone with some people this morning.
So what's going on?
Well, I just found a place to stay, luckily, but New Mexico is shutting down all RV parks, not allowing any new residents and not allowing current residents to extend their current reservations. So, wow. You know, my reservation was through tomorrow. Needless to say, I don't think I'm going to be able to make it down to you in Houston, unfortunately.
No, of course. I mean, right now you gotta just see where you're at and where you can go. So where are you headed? Have you figured that out?
I have. Funny enough, my dog sitter that's been watching my dogs this week offered to put me on her land. So I think that's going to work at least for a few days.
Well, that's good. Well, I mean, that's like our worst fear, right? I mean, people are just scrambling right now, trying to figure out what to do and where to go. And
Are you still pretty settled with your plans in Houston?
Yeah, so we're actually be extended here to make sure that we're not to just see what's going on the next couple of weeks, because
that's probably smart.
Got to be safe, right? I mean, exactly what you're going through right now is something that we don't want to go through, and so we're trying to make sure before we go out and start traveling that we can do it responsibly. I mean, not saying that you weren't. So, so you said you have a place to stay the next couple of days.
I do, yeah. So I'm very lucky, but also feeling a little bit more relaxed than when I woke up this morning. So
I'm sure. I mean, I couldn't imagine. Like, did they just come and knock on your door and say, "Hey, it's time to get out"? Or like, how did they?
No, they didn't actually say anything. They just hung a sign on the office saying "Park closed." So I went in there today to talk with them, and that's when they told me that they wouldn't be able to extend it. But they just put that sign up like 2 days ago. So if I had gone in 3 days ago, I probably could have extended it.
Wow. That is...
Yep.
That's crazy.
It is what it is.
And, you know, that's the problem with this lifestyle is there's not always those protections for us. For people that are living in their RV, traveling, you have to go through a lot of loopholes. And, you know, we just have to adapt. You know, that's part of this lifestyle that people don't understand. And we all know it in the back of our mind, but we're like, nothing big's ever going to happen. and then something big happens and we just have to figure out what to do. So that's the crazy part.
And somehow we always do figure it out. I mean, I love the RV community because of that, right? We all come together.
So Sean is lucky that he was able to make other living arrangements when his campsite shut down. Not everyone is that lucky. One person who caught wind of this problem early on was Chris Comer. Chris is someone who started full-timing about a year ago and now is staying just outside of his business instead of traveling throughout the country. Chris took to Facebook to try to help van life and full-time campers who are displaced find homes during this situation. So I hopped on the phone with him, and here is his call. So I see that you started a Facebook group for displaced RV and full timers. What made you do that?
So I grew up on a small lake in Arkansas that's ran by the Corps of Engineers. And recently, you know, I think it was Wednesday, we got notification that they were shutting the campgrounds down as of tomorrow, I believe.
Okay.
That, you know, anybody that was there had to be out. They were going to lock the gates and were shutting utilities off. And I posted that in the Escapers Facebook group. And the comments and the responses to that were, I realized a lot of places are shutting down. A lot of the state parks, a lot of the public use lands that a lot of people depend on to park their RVs. And, kind of put two and two together with, you know, I have a lot of friends that own restaurants or other businesses that are being closed to the public. And just felt like there was going to be space available. It may not be ideal, but we've got a large full-time RV community. You know, and so I was trying to just think about creative places that people could go if the places they typically depend on are no longer available.
Absolutely. And I think that displaced nomads and full-time RVers relocation resource is going to be super important to full-timers and van lifers out there. Now, you have this pretty structured, and I loved seeing that. And so basically what I saw was in your about section, you have strict rules because they need to be followed, because it really helps people understand what is needed.
So I threw this Facebook group together pretty quick. I was home for lunch, you know, and just had an hour and a half or so to spend on it. And another gentleman came along with a lot of experience with Facebook groups, Richard Dean Starr. He's been phenomenal in creating the formats and the subgroups of the group. And he really helped me see how important that format was. And so we've had a lot of people get frustrated over it. But the point of it is, is within a group, Facebook has created a search engine by going up to the search bar. And so if we keep posts to very concise, pertinent information, it makes that search feature super, super powerful.
So basically what we're trying to do is we're trying to point this out, though. So if you go to this Facebook group, it's a public group. It's, so far, I've seen people with amazing response. People that are saying, hey, we have our land open. Give us a call. You know, this is what we need. Can anybody help? And I love that because right now during this time, that's what people need. So I think this is a fantastic resource. Along with, if you've ever heard of CampaDiem.com, they have a blog and they're updating daily the closures by states, by counties, by cities, you know, to make sure that people are getting the best resources out there. So I think the two of these combined is going to be a great resource for a lot of people that are looking for where to go, what to do. Luckily, Matt and I, we're in Houston right now, and we're at an RV park, and it's completely fine at the moment. We have a space until the 1st, unless we need to extend. But there's a lot of our followers that don't have that. So the resource that you're providing is amazing, really. So your current situation, you're fine. You've got room. You've got space for yourself and your family's taken care of.
I do. We bought our first RV right out a year ago and moved into it shortly thereafter full time. I've owned a brick and mortar business for about 16 years. And so we're parked at the business. It's taken a little longer to close this business down than I had anticipated. So, yeah. You know, at the moment, there's been frustrations about that along the way, but today I feel blessed to not have to worry about where I got to go tomorrow, you know.
Yeah. The Facebook group Chris Comer set up, once again, is Displaced Nomads and RVers, and we'll have a link to that in our show notes.
We are fortunate to have folks like Chris providing a forum for people to share resources. For those who aren't living on the road, it may be hard to imagine the impact that these shutdowns can have. It's not just simply losing a parking space. It's so much more complex than that. To give you an idea of just how disruptive this is, I spoke with Megan McNichol. She is my cousin and is also a van lifer. She was in San Francisco when all of this was unfolding, and thankfully she is not there anymore, and we'll get into that. But let's get into our conversation. Hey, Megan, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Thank you so much for joining me on this call. We are talking about RV and van living and the current situation of COVID-19. And I'm so glad that you decided to join us today.
Yeah. Thanks for asking me to be a part of this.
Absolutely. So when you were living in San Francisco doing the van life movement, you were telling me that what's your normal routine? Like, how do you shower? Where do you get your internet from? What are your normal routines throughout your day?
Yeah. So, I have a gym membership, and that's where I do my showering. I also, do not have a fridge right now. I'm in the process of, doing my own build. So I have to go to the grocery store daily, in order to be able to eat like fresh. And also to stock up on water, because my water system right now is homemade.
Yes.
So I get like 2 gallon and 5 gallon jugs or water refills from grocery stores as well. And so one of the first things that happened for me is all the water was gone. So along with all the hand sanitizers and toilet paper, my ability to get water was gone. And then, I go to coffee shops, daily for, my internet service. So that, when they started closing, the gyms and, stores and restaurants and things like that, my ability to, stay connected and to shower daily, those things went away. And, so what the major impact for me to decide to leave San Francisco was when the cruise ship decided to dock there.
Yeah.
And they were predicting that the cases were really going to surge. And I just didn't want to be in a place that was, you know, high risk, and I had the ability to leave. So I figured that that was just kind of the smartest decision for my well-being, considering I didn't have any access to any public places anymore.
Wow, that's a lot to go through in a matter of days, because, I mean, it's like, not even days, probably felt like hours because of how fast everything was developing, and it's just been hectic for everybody right now. And I'm really glad that you are back safe with family. I know from talking to other family members, they're happy that you're back and that you're safe. But just to hear about those daily routines and how they're impacted by such a thing, you know, as RVers and full van lifers, we kind of prepare for these situations in the back of our head, because you have to, you're forced to, because the way that we move throughout the United States changes on a daily to weekly basis. And so you always have to be ready to adapt. Luckily for Matt and I, we do have a full fridge, and we were able to go to the grocery store and stock up. And we have water from tap that's filtered through our filter process. And we have a enclosed shower and those kind of amenities that a lot of people have, but in the full-time van life movement, a lot of people don't have, because they're currently working on building them out like you are. So you're going through that transition of building those out.
Right.
About how long did it take you to get to San Francisco to where you are now?
So I actually moved to San Francisco in February. I was looking for, I work in the restaurant industry, so I was looking for that type of employment. And I have been following the news pretty closely because I was watching like election stuff and how that was all unfolding, which is when the coronavirus news started coming out. So I had been paying attention to it pretty consistently, and had been weighing my options pretty early on. So I decided to leave San Francisco area before they went into the stay in place and the lockdown and all of those things. And fortunately, I do have family support, so I'm able to do things like stay with my sister where I've been for a week. And then I'm also considering going back to the Midwest where my mom lives so that I can you know, be able to have the support of family to stay with until, you know, I have access to the gym and to, you know,
these
daily
amenities.
Resources in the grocery store. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
No, absolutely. And, you know, even with that, you have to plan on how to get there and when's the right time to do that.
Yeah.
And so just because you're in a safe location now doesn't mean that your planning stops. And that's what a lot of people, I don't think, understand within the full-time and van life movement, is that you're consistently planning and organizing your trips, your routes, your activities, fuel stops to water stops, restroom breaks. And there's so much involved within that. And
right. Or like gas stations,
yeah.
Like, are they going to be open? Am I going to be able to hit enough of them to travel across the country? Like that's or, you know, our state's going to go into lockdown where maybe it's not okay for me to be traveling, you know, through them. And I want to be mindful of, you know, everyone's fears. And, you know, I've been rather self-quarantined. And I don't have the virus as far as I know. But I just, you know, I want to reduce any fears by not coming into contact with other people and, you know, just having them have that fear of, does she have it, or also to get it from someone else.
Absolutely. Yeah. Especially because like there's a lot of small towns right now that are stopping public and private camping. And that's just because their hospitals don't have the resources like the bigger cities do. And the thing with these shelter in place,
yeah,
is good, but when you shut down things like public and private camping, it displaces a lot of people, and they have to then travel through these small towns to get back to a safe space, much like your house. We've been talking to people about they're opening up to their friends, their lots of land, and things like that. So it's just one of those things that we're all trying to figure out how to do this with social responsibility. And that's including to not take away that fuel, that bread from a small town, that toilet paper from a small town. So for those people that don't have family to go to right now, try to rely on some friends. If you're having troubles, there's resources out there. We're going to be posting them on our Parklandia Facebook and our Parklandia Rangers Facebook group. So that way you have those resources. And Megan, I really appreciate you coming on and telling your story today, because it's going to help people make these decisions and help them move where they need to protect themselves and others while they're find themselves in these similar situations.
Yeah, definitely. And thank you, Bradley. I love seeing this. Like, this is what we need right now in our society, is to see that there's caring, compassionate people who do want to help others, and there are ways for us to reach out and to be connected in these uncertain times, and see that there is love and there is compassion, and that's how we get through things like this. So thank you, Bradley, for everything that you're doing for this community.
That was Megan McNichol. You're listening to Parklandia. We'll be back in just a moment.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home, where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's Symbiotica.
I'm Brad Kerouac, and this is Parklandia. In today's episode, we're talking to folks living in the full-time and van life communities and about how they're being affected by the coronavirus outbreak and the resources that are in place for them. My next call is with Jason Epperson. When I caught up with him, he was at a private campground just outside of Sedona. And here is our call.
I'm Jason Epperson. I am the one of the editors at RVMiles.com. And with my wife and I, we're full-time travelers, and we host the RV Miles podcast, where we talk about our travels and what's going on in the RV industry. And we host the America's National Parks podcast, which is sort of a storytelling history type show. And the See America podcast, which is similar in scope to the America's National Parks podcast, but it's about sort of American road trip destinations like Carhenge.
Where are you guys at? Are you guys in a good place or something?
We're in Arizona. We were at a private campground just for the week when all this started to happen. And we decided to add just go to a monthly rate. So we're just kind of pulled up here near Sedona.
Yeah. Have you found any like resources yet for like news relating to RV closures and campgrounds and national parks?
Yeah. I've got several good options. A lot of them, as far as closures go, there's a couple websites that have been tracking very closely, Campendium and Rootless Living is doing an excellent job of it.
Rootless Living,
well.
That's a good one. I'll have to write that down.
Yes, they're a new magazine. It's an actual print magazine for anybody that's not just RVers, but anybody who's sort of, you know, digital nomad type person. But they've been tracking closures, but they've also created a resource. They just launched it, but it's just starting to populate, but it's basically a listing page where campgrounds can put, that they have availability and that they do long-term stays for anybody that's displaced right now that they have openings and such. So that's really good. For our episode of RV Miles that released today, I interviewed a woman named Gigi Stettler, who runs this nonprofit called the RV Advisor. RV dealership. Yeah. So they're in Florida, but she owns a dealership, but she also has this nonprofit. And what they're doing is basically she's taking all the used inventory on her lot and offering it up for first responders, for healthcare workers, anybody that might need it, but also anybody that's, you know, homeless or can't get back to their RV and stuff. And so they're doing that in Florida, but then she's also creating a network across the country, getting other dealers in on it to help. And she's also, if people are at home and have their RV and are willing to loan it out, she's also creating resources where you can loan it out for not only for workers, but people that need to be quarantined, and then they'll pay the average daily rental rate to you. So if you're somebody that lost your job and you still have this RV and you need to pay your loan on it and stuff, you can loan it out and they'll pay you for it. And then they have a 2-week process where they clean it and sanitize it and everything. So
wow.
There's a few different things going on out there.
Oh, of course. I mean, Campendium, yeah. I was talking to them a little bit about what they're trying to do. Escapees RV Club, they're trying to do lobbying. Truckcampers.com or truckcampermagazine.com has created a petition. I seen National Park Traveler. They're talking about the national park closures. And it's just amazing, all these resources that are out there. And right now I'm trying to consolidate them all into one area so people can get the news that they need.
Exactly. Yeah, I've been talking with a couple of the RV park associations in different states, and they're lobbying real hard to stay open. I know that they've sort of been working together in these states that already have shelter in place going on or some version of it to stay open, because there have been areas where private parks are closed. Like I know the Florida Keys is completely shut down, and they have asked all travelers and transient people to leave a county. Presidio County, Texas has done the same, Moab, Utah. So, and a lot of these parks are housing traveling nurses and doctors and oil field workers, you know, people that are doing their jobs, or, you know, there are like a million full timers on the road too, but that pales in comparison to the number of snowbirds that are down in warmer climates that are, you know, looking forward to heading home somewhere. And that route home is a little scary to a lot of them right now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you have full-time workers. You have, like you said, you have the snowbirds. You have
people that live in there.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of dangerous things going on, and, you know, you got to be careful. But by uplifting all these people, it actually creates more panic, especially within our community.
Exactly.
Full-time living.
And it creates more travelers. It's forcing people, a lot of these snowbirds that would be happy to stay where they are, to make that journey back to Minnesota or Wisconsin or whatever from Florida and New Mexico and California.
And it's not like they're vetting the people to see if they're sick. So when they go to that gas station and touch that pump, you know, that's where it's scary.
Right.
It's just.
Yeah. And a lot of the parks are filling up because the public parks are closing. Everybody is more, there's more people confined to a smaller space at a lot of private parks, but it's not terrible. It's just I think these organizations like the Campground Association, if they can continue to do some lobbying to let the government know that, hey, we're not just like a place where people come hang out and party. We're an essential service, and call for a nuanced approach to closures. You know, I think if a state can say, instead of saying we're closing all of our campgrounds today, why not say, you know, if you're self-contained and you're already here, you can stay in the park as long as you need to, and we're not going to bring in any new travelers. You know, or local people could come camp, whatever it might be. So
everyone's in such unique situations that, like, they're trying to do a one size fit all, and it actually just makes it worse for everybody else.
A lot of RVs, we forget, a lot of the smaller RVs, the little teardrop trailers and stuff, a lot of them don't have, a lot of vans, a lot of custom built vans, stuff, a lot of them don't have bathroom facilities at all. And even if you're in a private park, the one we're staying in, they've closed the bathrooms. Now, if they're doing an excellent job here, like if you had a special need like that, they'd open one up for you or whatever. But I think private parks is weird because we're generally state and federal park type people, and we probably spend 10% of our time in private parks. And, you know, I think private parks are sort of the ones we're looking to now, and they're actually doing an excellent job of sort of figuring this out and closing their facilities, but keeping the place open for campers and clean. Like, at least this place is constantly cleaning everything. They've kept the laundromat open, but closed every third machine to help keep people separated, and they've installed hand washing facilities and hand sanitizer there.
Our RV park is doing a fantabulous job as well. And, you know, there's a lot of credit that needs to go out to them.
I also know that KOA is keeping they've got 500 campgrounds. So they're keeping a special webpage for coronavirus open, where they list the ones that are closed, and there are only six that are closed right now, at least as the last time I checked yesterday. And they're really trying to keep up to date on resources for people. They're allowing people to cancel without any fees and stuff like that too.
Absolutely. And I think that's a great approach. And I was looking at that because Matt writes for KOA's blog. And, you know, I thought that was excellent that they are telling people how they're handling the situation, which will only help other RV parks. So even if you're an RV park owner, you can watch what the KOA is doing, and that will help you protect your travelers. Sheltering in place right now, but you know.
The parks are, they really are all talking to each other, especially through their state associations and stuff, and looking to their state association to give them advice, and those people are the ones that are sort of directly talking to the government and getting, you know, information about whether pools should be closed, you know, about whether restrooms should be closed, that sort of stuff. they're at least if they're members of a state association, and from the few associations I've talked to, they're trying to be a central resource and create a sort of network and filter that information down to all their member campgrounds.
Yeah, that's absolutely amazing. And just to keep on hearing that good news of like how people are trying to come together. Another one that I found was Displaced Nomads and Full-Time RVers, Relocation Resource. It's a Facebook group that just started a couple days ago.
Yeah, I saw that.
Good. But yeah, so I talked to him, one of the people who started it a little bit earlier, just to see what he was. And, you know, it all just came from a genuine place of trying to help others. And I think that that's fantastic that there's that resource as well. And, you know, resources are popping it up daily and by the minute new things are coming up. And so I think it's safe to say that there's an amazing response to what's going on. So while we can all be scared and nervous, there's a lot of great resources out there.
Well, one of the interesting things too, though, is that I think this points to what the issues we're having right now points to what some of the major problems in the campground industry. Like we don't have a hotels.com. We don't have an Expedia where, you know, you can go and book any hotel and compare rates and see what's available and that sort of stuff. And I think that the campgrounds would be wise to get on board with something like that in the future. So I was also, one of the things I was talking to one of the heads of the head of the Florida Campground Association was talking to me about how, you know, we're the RV parks are a place where people shelter, where people get away from natural disasters. And we could still have, you know, tornadoes and hurricanes and all that sort of stuff during this pandemic, you know? So it's real critical that we keep those lines of support available for when something doubles down on top of it.
Absolutely. Yeah. You have to think about that. And, you know, I'm hoping that people within our states and federal governments are starting to think about this because they need to get that correct messaging out there and reassure the people of what their decisions are and what, how to implement
and
them,
you know,
and
why
they're important that they keep RV parks open.
Yeah. And I know Pennsylvania had sort of retracted their order. So Pennsylvania's shelter in place order restricted all hotels and campgrounds except for residential RV parks, but it didn't clearly say what residential meant. But the hotel association got them to back off of that a bit. So I think they're going to be open, and I know the RV Industry Association has been working on this as well. I think that got reverted. So we'll see what happens as more and more states do this, because more and more states certainly will be, you know, going forward with shelter in place restrictions. And it's unfortunate that it's different in every state and you have to know what it means wherever you are. But I think that's just going to be the reality of it.
You're listening to Parklandia. We'll be back in just a moment.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it.
We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's Symbiotica.
I'm Brad Kerouac, and this is Parklandia. Of the many resources Jason discussed, I wanted to focus on Compendium.com, a dependable resource for full-timers. I spoke with Leah, who is the owner and founder, along with her husband, Brian. And here is our call.
So what about, what are you guys doing today?
Just working on campground closures. Yeah, it's truly a constant stream of closures. Our percentage of campgrounds closed. So in the United States, we're at 9.72%.
Okay. Well, that's quite a bit. I mean, I'm sure like California and Utah are big hits on that.
Yeah, all the state parks in California are closed. You know, the states, you know, have a laundry list of state parks that are closed, and all Army Corps engineer. And then it gets a little more granular after that.
Oh, yeah. I was looking at your resources, the COVID-19 resources on your website. And what I love about it is that you have direct links to like the official websites of these announcements.
We don't feel like we could maintain the info. We're trying to maintain the information throughout the day, but you know, things are changing so fast. And then we'll also, we'll be asking the community just as things, as they're telling us that places are closed, we hope that the community would also advise us once places are open. So, you know, it's been a great effort that, many people involved in providing the information.
Oh yeah, absolutely. That's awesome. I'm really glad that, it's crazy how the community is coming together and just really working to give the best advice and resources available. People are really using their brains and resources to like find different ways to help.
Right. Yeah. Well, it's, I think we all feel so helpless. So whatever we can do at this point, we can't control the situation at all.
Yeah, no, exactly. Yeah. We realize it's all out of our hands, and all we could do is just keep on being a good resource for each other. And I think that that's what's important in the end of all this. But I did also want to ask you like, what made you, start Compendium?
Oh, geez. Well, that's a big question.
That's a huge one.
So we actually, my husband and I started the site. So Brian, and myself started, Compendium in, 2012, we started the database, but that came after, we had a different website, an earlier website that we started in our first Airstream that was for finding brick and mortar poker. Because we actually, our relationship started over a poker game.
Oh,
and a home poker game.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I love it. So, it's a gamble.
Yeah. So when we hit the road for the first time in 2005, we, wanted to continue playing poker. But back in those like Stone Ages, you couldn't just Google, whatever town you were in and then the word poker and expect to find all the results in the surrounding areas. You could only find the results in the town you were in. And, so we would be camping in a location, for a week and then move on and then drive by a casino. And we're like, oh, we could have been playing poker. So I'm telling you how we started Poker Atlas instead of Compendium. But once we actually sold that website, we literally, Brian worked on it for a year in the transition, but then the day he stopped working on it, he started working on the database for Campendium. And basically the reason was we had taken 4 years off between trailers. And when we got back on the road in 2011, we expected that, you know, things would have improved as far as finding places to camp. And they hadn't. Yeah, we, you know, because I always wanted photos and we needed to know cell service because of our work, you know, needed to be connected. And there was nothing, you know, there was nothing. And Brian was like, well, we should do that. You know, we could do it, right? And then I was like, no way. I was like, you know how much work that is? And and so basically, I was like, fine, you know, we'll set up the database for you. And if you fill this database with information, then we'll build a front end for it. And that's what he did.
That is amazing. I love that, how it all started off with rolling the dice to campground closures to make sure people get this resource. I mean, like, it's just, I love is that you're really working on, you're working on something that I use. I use Campendium for the last year and a half to kind of like get those exactly what you're talking about. And I love that.
Yeah, and the closures, as far as the virus-related closures, that we're adding filtering for that on the website on Monday, and then the app should be a few days later. We'll have that updated as well to show closures. So that way, you would be able to select, I only want to see campgrounds that are open right now, because really, who wants to click through and find a bunch of closed campgrounds? Nobody.
So hopefully we've been able to give you enough resources here to keep you afloat wherever you are and wherever you are headed. So now you've made it to your destination. What now? For some advice on how to maintain your peace of mind during these difficult times, I called up Kayla Fanning, a business culture consultant and founder of Well Vocation, and she had some advice on how to not get too distant while we socially distance.
So I just put out just a quick little list of tips that people can start with. I think I put that out on yesterday, actually. My brain is so muddled with what day it is. But yes, that was yesterday. And, you know, it's like we've kind of all been convinced right now that we got to be refreshing the news every 5 minutes. We've got to check our email for the latest articles. We're all getting inundated with all that stuff. And so one of my first recommendations for people is take a media break. Yes, news is breaking all the time, but we really don't need to be stayed glued to it. And one of the things that happens when we do stay glued to it is it can send us into sort of a fight or flight state of mind. And I mean, that can lower our immune systems. That can make us feel more stressed. It can affect our sleep, our overall well-being. And so that was just one of my first tips, was take a media break. Take at least 3 to 4 hours each day where you're not looking at your phone. Turn the news off, as long as we're checking in, you know, at least a couple times a day. And also checking in with our loved ones and FaceTiming and you know, doing as much connectivity via video conferencing as we can. We're doing fine. I don't think that we need to be glued. So that was my one tip. And then I have a lot of people, because I've always worked remotely, and you know, I know that y'all do as well in many ways. So a lot of people are just trying to figure out, how do I work remotely? And so I'm kind of helping clients navigate, okay, well, if, you know, if you're not set up for this, how can you just create a little laptop desk space that is just yours and it feels right and it feels comfortable? Because a lot of us are spending our days, you know, in our PJs with our laptops, you know, on the sofa. And that might work for some of us, but it's not really the best workstation long term. I mean, even for a week, really, you know. And so I'm just encouraging people to really spend some time making a workspace that works for them. And that doesn't need to even require spending much money or going out, but just making something that is quiet and peaceful and organized. So So just those two things, I think if people can focus on just creating a safe, good environment where they're not constantly eating up the media, and then breathing exercises, I help a lot
of clients go through. Or eating out of their candy dishes.
Yes. I just read that like organic produce is down and pantry and sugary and flour-based products are up. And hello, people, like if we're on a quarantine and trying to keep ourselves well, this is not the time. By all means, like, you know, get your comfort food. I'm not saying that we just need to be eating kale 24/7, but I literally just read that 30 minutes ago.
And I will literally attest that I've had two Hot Pockets. Those are like my emergency things. And I've had two Hot Pockets today just because I've been stressed.
Oh, I get it. I get it. It's all about the balance. I totally get it. I had macaroni and cheese this weekend, I will admit. So yeah, by all means, like, you know, eat the comfort food, make the fun pizzas with your kiddos, but find the balance. And my dad just sent me a video of him working out with paint cans because he didn't even get to go to Academy before it closed down to get a kettlebell. So I was like cheering him on. Like, that's awesome because there's so many people that love going to the gym and now they're trying to figure out, okay, how can I do this at home? And now is not the time for all of us to spend 10 hours a day on the sofa. That's not going to do any of us any favors. So just, you know, create, like someone said today, oh, I really don't miss my alarm. I love not having one. And I was like, well, hold on. Like, yeah. Yeah, no, like, you don't have to wake up. That's, yeah. Like reentry is going to happen. And so it's going to be a lot smoother and easier for us physically, emotionally, mentally, if we stick to some sort of routine right now, for sure.
Oh yeah, of course. That's what I've been talking to people about. As we were playing trivia with, some listeners and, we're interacting in different ways just to try to give them some kind of something to look forward to that's an activity, something to keep them busy, to keep their kids busy so they can have 10 minutes in the bathroom to cry, you know, whatever it is that you need to get through this. And and so, yeah, exactly. You know, when I was been talking about this, it's, you know, it's a lot about displaced people within the RV communities for those people that are, and it's not people that are, it's actually not the RV as much. It's more the van lifers, because their gyms where they take their showers have been taken away. Their coffee shops where they work have been taken away, and, the grocery stores where they get their water refills or, you know, their foods have been taken away as well. And so it's about like trying to make sure that they have the right resources to really work within that. And then once they get somewhere, they need to create a new routine, because their routine is completely out the window. And that's part of the risk of this lifestyle, even with full-time RVers, but not as much because we can contain and we can, I'll say hoard in a way, but not hoard, but we can fill up our reserve water tank and, you know, we can dump at different stations, you know, so it's a very different style. But I think, what's really important right now is that people have that holistic approach.
Yeah. And it's, you know, studies show that when we are stressed out, our wellness and fitness plans are usually the first thing that we throw out the window. You know, how many of us have said, oh, I can't work out today. I just don't have time. And, you know, here and there, that's okay. But I'm just trying to emphasize to my clients right now that we practice our holistic well-being all the time, so that in times like this, it's just a muscle that we flex. It's just a muscle that we go back to. It's like muscle memory, like riding a bike. And so, yeah, we're going to have days where the routine is going to feel different. We're going to have to figure it out. It's okay if it doesn't look like it did before, because life isn't looking like it did before. But now is not the time to, you know, wallow in despair and throw all of that out the window, because we really need it. Absolutely.
Absolutely. And then with, you know, that's actually a really good point. It's like RVers, we do this on a constant basis, like this self isolation. And when we travel, it's not like we're around people all the time. And so our minds have already adapted to the situation where it's not as stressful.
Right.
But it's still stressful to be uprooted. You know, we kind of always plan for that because of boondocking and that culture, like even in the in-between.
Yeah.
Like, I'm always ready when I'm in a Walmart parking lot. Hey, you're not allowed to be here. Okay.
Exactly. That's fine. Or, exactly.
You know, on the side of the road somewhere. So you kind of almost already planned for these extremes. So
totally. It really, home is where you park it. It's such a cliche now, right? But I just, it's like you, we embrace this temporary way of living, and home really is where we park it. And so we just had to really kind of remind ourselves of that this week. I just am trying to stick to facts as much as I can and not let the emotional side of this take over. And so I do see people saying things like, how did you check in at that campground? I thought all campgrounds are closed. And I understand why people are saying that, but I'm trying to be quick to say, please check Campendium, or, you know, please talk with your camp host, because the fact of the matter is that these campgrounds are companies. And I think a lot of them realize that they can't displace people. And a lot of people, like month to month, they've signed something with the campgrounds. And so it's just simply not true that there's not campgrounds available, but it does take a little bit more digging right now and talking. I mean, we checked this morning before we drove 2.5 hours over here, and they said, we're ready to welcome you. We have a sanitary check-in process. So that was just good extra peace of mind. But for sure, you know, what Campendium is doing is such a lifeline for us. I mean, I'm refreshing it every few hours, and they really are updating it. I'm very grateful for that resource.
Yeah, no, they're doing an amazing, amazing job. And, you know, there's people out there that are, you know, creating petitions to keep RV campgrounds open, like at trunkcampermagazine.com. I think it's ARVC, and that's the basically National RV Park Association. You know, they're working with lobbying in Congress and making sure that people are educated on the right. Each state has their own association who are working on that. So I think that message is getting across.
Our plan, at least for the next 2 weeks, is just avoiding large cities and staying put. And so we are staying put here. We're not traveling anymore. We made sure that we had enough gas like a week ago so that we didn't even have to touch a gas station today. Like, there really are ways that you can hit the road if you absolutely have to, and not interact with a lot of people. You know, we were joking earlier that we would go to the grocery store when we were out of our favorite things. And now we're going to go to the grocery store when we're out of everything. Like, we are literally going to go through everything before we do that. And so there are ways that we can be even more, you know, minimalist minded, I guess, right now, and not be so quick to jump in the car and expose ourselves.
It says a lot, because I know how big of a minimalist you are and we are because of this lifestyle. So for a minimalist to say that we're going even farther into it, that's crazy. But yeah, like Matt and I, we went grocery shopping yesterday, but we literally had like 2 slices of bread, no eggs.
Yeah, it was time.
Yeah, absolutely. And I just think that there are people that are doing the right things. And, you know, it's all about trying to find our balance again.
Yeah, we really are all in this together. And I think what we all do might look a little different, you know, like RVers versus someone that has kiddos at home and is figuring out how to homeschool for the first time. And some people can't work from home. And so they're just at home with kids trying to figure that out. So I just think there's a great importance of just taking care of our well-being and tapping into taking sort of a temperature of where our stress is, and just taking it day by day and being kind to ourselves and kind to each other, and reaching out. There's still so many ways to connect. The wellness company that I get all my education and resources from declared 2020 as the year of social connectivity. And so the last couple of weeks, they've kind of had to sort of walk that back. But what's amazing coming out of that is really there's so many ways to connect. We don't have to, you know, gather in groups right now. Just reach out to loved ones and FaceTime and share your stories and ask for help. And I think we'll all get through this together that way.
You've been listening to Parklandia, a show about national parks.
Parklandia is a production of iHeartRadio.
Created by Matt Kerouac, Brad Kerouac, and Christopher Hasiotis.
Produced and edited by Mike Johns.
Our executive producer is Christopher Hasiotis.
Our researcher is Jesslyn Shields.
A special thanks goes out to Gabrielle Collins, Crystal Waters, and the rest of the Parklandia crew.
And hey, listeners, if you're enjoying the show, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. It helps other people like you find our show.
You can keep up with us on social media as well. Check out our photos photos from our travels on Instagram at Parklandia Pod and join in on the conversation in our Facebook group, Parklandia Rangers.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
And as always, thank you for listening.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.